The will to move forward, the need to move forward. Perhaps nowhere is this need more significant than in medicine. I'm Elizabeth Tracy, and this is Forward Conversations, a Johns Hopkins Medicine podcast that shines a light on those taking healthcare forward for all of us. In our first 7 episodes, we'll feature the stories of individuals who have answered the call with extraordinary innovation and leadership to help find ways forward through the COVID-19 pandemic, like Dr. Heba Mustafa.
I am an associate professor of pathology and the director of the Molecular Virology Diagnostic Lab at Johns Hopkins.
You'd only been there for a year before COVID.
It was in January, beginning of January, when we started to hear about the pneumonia of unknown etiology in Wuhan, China. And we started to be really concerned, but our concern was really mainly centered around our biocontainment unit. And if it's at some point we will be having a patient coming back from China with pneumonia of unknown etiology. We didn't really anticipate that this will be a pandemic, but then the concern actually started to increase as we very quickly started to realize that our transmission of this virus that was actually quickly identified as one of the coronaviruses started to transmit out of China. And it was just for us a matter of time when we will start detecting it in the US. So as a lab person, the priority for us was to be able to diagnose quickly, because diagnosis will then become instrumental for identifying patients, isolating outbreak control, and controlling this pandemic. So this is what we actually started to work on right away.
We're talking absolutely no time between recognizing that there was a need and actually having a functional test.
Correct. And we indeed were actually ready with our diagnostic test. It was just the regulations and how we were not actually allowed to test in the beginning because of the procedures. And when it comes to those evolving novel pathogens, testing in the beginning has to be limited to the public health labs or the CDC. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic really progressed really quickly. So the testing capacity was not sufficient. So there was an actual need for increasing the capacity of testing to the diagnostic clinical labs all over the states.
We were incredibly well served, of course, here in Baltimore and at Johns Hopkins by having you. And yet the stress was much more broad than that, wasn't it?
Right. I just need to highlight that this was like a huge team effort. So it was not only me. It's a very, very long list of people that really worked closely together. Dr. Karen Carroll, she is the director of the medical microbiology lab at Hopkins, really put a lot of effort into putting the lab together and, of course, every single person in the lab. But yes, we brought it to action really quickly. We also worked closely with infection control to make sure that we can meet their needs. So we worked into developing the test, which we assured was analytically perfect. And then we worked on how to facilitate ordering and reporting and communicating with infection control. And the most important of everything was the turnaround time of the results, because if you have a long turnaround time, it's not going to be an actionable result. So all of this was figured out very quickly. And as we went live, our turnaround time were in less than one day in the beginning. And then the next phase, we focused on expanding the capacity of testing to be able to accommodate not only the Hopkins system, but also extending our service to the Baltimore community hospitals and clinics and also community events where we did some collections also through Hopkins. This was a main aim of ours, and it was in a time frame when testing capacity was really, really limited in the state of Maryland.
Help me to understand why having a definitive test is just so critical with regard to the pandemic.
Because in the beginning, there was an absolute uncertainty about what COVID looks like. Symptoms of COVID can really overlap with many other respiratory viruses, including influenza and among others. So it's still important to run the test to make sure it is COVID. And in the beginning, you need a specific reliable test, because if you have a false negative result and you miss one positive patient, then this patient is likely to infect others. And then you are really losing this infection control piece that we were trying to accomplish.
Is there anything that has developed in the midst of all of this testing relative to COVID that surprised you?
Many things. So from a testing perspective, we started to notice that patients have detectable RNA for a very long time. We started to notice that immunocompromised patients, we can have an actual replicative virus shedding for a long time. Then outside of the test itself, we actually realized how a pandemic can affect everything in our workflow, from shortages and consumables, supply chain issues. People, when they get sick, the workflow can get interrupted. And then how important it is to set a solid infrastructure for redundancy, which has been actually very instrumental to us for not going down in testing for a single day and maintaining our turnaround time. I think it was a very rewarding experience with a lot of lessons learned and a lot of surprises and a lot of troubleshooting.
Thank you all for listening. For more information about how we're moving medicine forward, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts or visit Hopkins/ForwardFigures. Johns Hopkins Medicine, forward for all of us.